The Twin Lakes RV Resort near Hayward usually has half a dozen bears trapped and moved every year. But owner Brian Schrader says while no one has been hurt, there are more and more incidents each year. He had one bear at his home this spring.
With a 100-pound lab and me in the porch, screaming and yelling at the top of our lungs, and it didn't really care. It was coming after a half a watermelon, and it busted through the louvered glass and the screens when we were 5 feet away from it with lights on.
In Siren last month, a woman and bear surprised each other at her home. Department of Natural Resources wildlife specialist Paul Peterson says surprised cornered bears are a bad combination.
More kind of just ran her over, I guess, than really attacked her, but it did knock her down, and she said stood on top of her and kind of took a swipe at her. She was 7 months pregnant, and so she did say she put her hands down to cover her stomach.
That bear is still at large. Some factors in all of this, Peterson says the bear population has increased sixfold since the 1980s, from 5,000 to 30,000. That while people build homes deeper into the North Woods.
There's always been bears there, and they may not have bothered anybody, and all of a sudden there's a new home there with the garbage and a grill and everything else and all sorts of good smells.
Black bears can smell food a quarter of a mile away. Peterson says people should never feed bears. Others, like Schrader, think more bear hunting permits should be issued this fall. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.